Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The reality show of 2018. Keeping up with
Courtney Landrum.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Good morning.
Oh, you're up early.
You know what time it is?
First thing Monday morning.
It's back to reality.
Monday! You suck.
It's time to wake up now.
Not as easy as it sounds.
I'll take your word for it.
What are you doing?
I was just about to drink a cup of coffee.
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 We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating. It's showtime.
Good morning and welcome to another week of average shows. We'll see. We have a slim staff here today. Tim has taken the day off. Lance was already off for some eye surgery. Sue was supposed to be in, but Sue fell ill over the weekend. So our traffic sub is Frank Ladd. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Courtney. Sue didn't fall. She's just ill.
Thanks, Frank. All right, I'm going to count on this kind of humor all morning long, Frank.
That's all I got right there.
That's it? One line?
It's
all right.
Out. I'm done. Sorry, Tim. You're back. You got to come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow he will be back. And Jen, she gets here a little later. She'll be here around 6:30 or so. I came in this morning and Kevin told me about his amazing weekend.
Oh, man.
I'm like, so what'd you do this weekend? And he said one sentence, and then I didn't want to know anymore because it was so pathetic.
I said, Matt Houston Marathon on Decades TV.
I don't know what any of that is.
Right? Oh. I thought he said, I didn't understand what he was saying. It sounded like he said, Mad Houston Marathon, but he didn't mention Decades TV when he said this sentence.
And what's Decades TV?
It's one of the pay channels I have because I don't have cable.
Okay.
So it's
like 11.2?
Yes. Actually, it's on my station, it's 24.5.
Okay. All right. Sure.
And so Matt Houston, I don't even remember the show.
Matt Houston.
I don't know what Matt Houston is.
Was a show that was ABC's answer to Magnum PI. It starred a very young Lee Horsley.
I don't even know who Lee Horsley is.
Who you might remember from Guns of Paradise.
No. No.
All right, then.
Just keep digging here.
No one, all of these things.
But it was a show I can remember watching. It ran for three seasons on ABC.
Yeah.
Is this the theme song here?
No, this is okay. Magnum. I'm sorry. I didn't even think to upload Matt. I don't even think you can find Matt Houston's theme song. But no, the last season had Buddy Ebsen.
Wow.
As Uncle Roy.
The late, great Buddy Ebsen.
Well, and basically
Belleville's own Buddy Ebsen.
Exactly.
What Matt Houston was like, he was like Batman. He was a retired, this guy was like in his late 30s, made all his money from oil rigs and decided, you know what I want to do?
Sure.
I want to be a private detective. So at the time, in the early 80s, he had the most advanced computer system, the Apple III. That could... That had a database of all the criminals in the world, and he could always kind of go to that to find people. And, you know, it'd take 55 minutes to get to the very end, and in 5 minutes it'd all wrap up, and it would go to the next episode.
So why not just watch the new Magnum PI on CBS?
Because he doesn't have a mustache. Matt Houston, Magnum. The old Magnum, they did.
They had a stash.
There's something about that. Something about
you
that.
You trust a guy with a stash to solve your crimes.
Yeah, and that's like also, I mean, I'll throw my wife under the bus, but like Lee Horsley was another one of her teen crushes.
Oh my gosh, she's got the worst teen crushes.
So, yeah, well.
She had the fill-in for Bo Brady.
Right.
Was one of her crushes. Not even Peter Reckle.
Robert.
I don't know how I came up with that name.
I think it's Robert Coker Kelly.
Yes. So that was her crush. And then, did she have a thing for Michael Landon?
She did.
Yes,
loved Michael
from
Landon.
Wow. House on the Prairie.
And people have a thing for Michael Landon?
Yeah. She was a
Pa
young...
Pa Ingalls?
It's weird.
Yeah, and then it moved to Joe Lando, who was Sully on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. And then, of course, Lee Horsley.
Who are these people, Frank?
Why do you watch TV at all at this point?
So remember when I said I didn't want to ask any more questions? That was a long explanation of something I didn't want to know about an hour ago. And now I know way too much about it.
I'm just saying, if you're a Matt Houston fan, 531-9898, text us. Text us the love
of Lee
Horsley.
Don't beg for people to support you. That's so sad.
If you heard of Matt Houston.
Text us if you think Kevin is a 100-year-old man.
Okay. People who have heard of Max Houston don't text.
Matt. Not even Max.
Sorry. Max. Bedroom.
All right, well, listen, we do have a scaled-down staff, but that doesn't mean you can't win great things on the show today. We'll have foodstuffs, we'll have all the normal things like entertainment schmeg, and we're going to talk about those wildfires that are happening in California. So many celebrities and famous houses like the Bachelor home.
And famous sets, including the set to Matt Houston. No, where they filmed a bunch of like Little House
Paradise. Okay, you've got to stop.
I swear.
You've got to just stop.
I swear to God.
Kevin, I don't need your help. So entertainment schmeg, but also we're going to give you a chance to win tickets for the Blues Hockey Fights Cancer Night at Enterprise Center, and that is happening on Saturday, November 24th against the Winnipeg Jets. We have a pair of tickets, and all the money from that night that is raised goes to Siteman Cancer Center. So $5 a ticket will go towards cancer research at Siteman. So support the Blues and support their fight against cancer, and we will have a pair of tickets for that. But the big news on the show is we start giving away spots for our $10,000 holiday shopping spree that's happening at West County Center on
December the 14th.
December 14th. We have 100 qualifiers, and just for qualifying, when you hear the carolers, be the 20th caller, and you get a $50 gift card to Bravo Cucina Italiana at West County Center, and then you are in the drawing for the big giveaway on the 14th at West County Center. We have four chances for you to win. 8:10, we start. 11:10 with Jill Devine. 2:10 with Paul Cook. And then this afternoon, 5:10 with Paul Cook. Just listen for the carolers, 20th caller. You will be qualified. Can't wait to find out who the very first qualifier is. Weather-wise, winter weather advisory is in effect for the entire metro area until 9 o'clock tonight. Cloudy, windy, cold today. Snow expected with possible accumulation of 1 to 2 inches. Also, this is when it gets scary. Watch for some light freezing rain because there's nothing you can do about that. High of 37 around midday, falling temperatures this afternoon, and the snow should end later tonight, and it's going to be windy and cold with a low of 21. Tomorrow, we ramp it up to 33. Here is Frank with another look at your traffic. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show. It's actually more of the Courtney and...
Wow!
I mean, it's...
I don't have to stay, you know.
It's bare bones in here, really.
I know.
I mean, we're missing three people.
Yeah, you're missing the wheels. Because I'm not one.
I wasn't sure where you're going with that.
You brought up the amazing topic of some show that no one's ever heard of and then begged for texts.
Max Headroom.
Matt Houston.
And I got one, and it's Lee Horsley.
One.
Yeah.
One.
And yeah, as I said, he was Pepsi. Magnum was Coke.
Is that what the person texted?
Yeah.
All right, you can text us anytime, and not about, I don't want to hear any more about Matt Houston this morning. 531-9898, and our friend Allie Corey, I didn't mention that, she'll be in at around 8:25 this morning from Channel 5, News Channel 5. All right, your weather, buckle up, because it looks like it's going to get a little nasty today. Winter weather advisory in effect for the metro area until 9 tonight, and they're saying 1 to 2 inches possibly. Also, some light freezing rain, and the temps are going to drop from now until this afternoon. They're going to fall, and then snow should end later tonight. It'll be windy, cold, and a high of 21. Right now, 39. Here is our friend Frank with another look at your traffic.
That show ran 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Kevin.
I did. That's right. Need one good one.
one. Tell me that you'll be the good one, good one. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Really, it's... says, let's see. I'm here. Kevin's here. Tim's off. Lance is off. Sue is ill. But Frank's in for Sue, so he'll have your traffic in just a second. Right now, pretty calm outside, but that winter weather advisory going on all day long, and we're going to see some accumulation, 1 to 2 inches. Jen will be here, hopefully soon. Not that you're not fun to talk to, Kevin,
I know.
But I'd like a little more help.
Yeah, I understand that.
But you do a fine job.
I appreciate it.
You know, I care for you deeply.
I know. Just off the mic.
No, that's not true. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. What do you do for Thanksgiving?
My sister is now kind of the primary Thanksgiving place we go to. And how this works is, so my family, my brothers and I, and my younger brother Todd might actually be in town for it, we all go to my sister's on Thanksgiving
on
Day.
On Thanksgiving.
But then for my wife's family, they kind of inherited the Wednesday.
That's good that Sarah's parents are cool enough to move it off of Thanksgiving so you don't have to rush to two different places and eat two meals, which is impossible.
Right, exactly.
Because it's so filling.
Yes, and a lot of that came because my brother-in-law and his wife, they always do Thanksgiving on Thursday as well. So it kind of all kind of fit, and it worked for the Wednesday for them. So, yeah.
Do you, Kevin Berghoff, have to do anything for your Thanksgiving?
I got
to
stay out of the way.
Is that it?
Pretty much,
now, does Sarah have to do anything, your wife?
Sarah will bring a dish or dishes to both places. And usually it's either like the green bean casserole or she'll handle a dessert. And her cookies are phenomenal, you know, and she is the primary cook in the family. And you don't want me messing with that stuff.
So. Okay, so Nick, since I joined forces with Nick... I used to be the ice girl. Courtney, can you bring the ice for our party? Sure, I can handle that. Or alcohol or whatever it was. But now that I have Nick in my life and have for 14 years, he cooks the turkeys. Mm-hmm. We usually make two turkeys. So he'll make the turkeys and then he brines them too the day before. And I'll make the potato cornflake casserole.
Ooh.
So now my jobs have gotten bigger, but I don't mind. I don't do anything. I make the potato cornflake casserole. If you've ever made it, you know how simple it is. It's just throwing a bunch of stuff into a casserole dish. But
are yours all on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, we'll go to my sister's. My mom used to have it, but she doesn't want to have to get the house ready. She's 75, you know. She doesn't want to have to get the house ready. So my sister has that, gets to do that. But, you know, if you go to a Thanksgiving year after year and you know the food is not great, the top excuses for not eating somebody's cooking... is I'm saving room for dessert. I had a big breakfast and I'm on a diet. You know, you don't eat a big breakfast on Thanksgiving.
No.
You save it all for that day because you have so many heavy, starchy foods that you're going to be eating. And Spotify has a cool new feature where they have a thing called the turkey timer. And you put in your turkey's weight, and if it's stuffed or unstuffed, and it puts together a long enough playlist to get you through the cooking time. For example, if 15 pounds and it's stuffed, you're looking at about 4.5 hours cooking time. And after you've established that, you can choose between different genres, pop, Latin, country, and then it puts together your playlist from there. And then it says Bastin on it. I think it's kind of cool.
I think it's a great idea, yeah.
For a 15-pound turkey, it put together an 83-song, almost 5-hour playlist. So if you're looking for something fun, some good music to keep you entertained while you're cooking the turkey, you can do that. All right, today I mentioned that winter weather advisory. We'll have your extended forecast and Debbie Monterey with your news. Y98, it is Courtney and Kevin and Frank Ladd. he's in the other studio. He's in for Lance Hildebrand. Jen will be here soon. We have the toys that have been inducted into the Toy Hall of Fame. We have our first shopping spree qualifier at 8:10. Of course, already got texts. Where are the carolers? We did do it at 6:10 previously, but we're not doing it at 6:10 because we're playing longer now. So we don't have as many play times. There's only four play times instead of five that we used to have. So 8:10 is your first opportunity to hear the carolers. Be caller 20. Win $50 to Bravo Cucina Italiana in West County Center. And then
it's so good out there.
Oh, it's so good.
It is.
And that's a good qualifying prize.
Yes, it is.
You can go carbo load after if you don't win.
Right.
My rehearsal dinner was there. It was absolutely fantastic.
How long have you been married, Frank Ladd?
I have been married coming up on 2 years.
Just a newlywed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And any children?
No, not yet.
Are you working on it?
Well, isn't everybody?
Do you want to have children?
Yes, I do.
No, not everyone does.
Absolutely.
No.
Kevin's like, no.
Some of us have children and aren't working on it.
Yes, right. That says something about the state of his marriage. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, I had the opportunity to be the MC at the Blessed Sacrament grade school auction and dinner. And it was a lot of fun.
And that's your grade school?
Yes. Well, I went to eighth grade there.
Okay.
I went to three different grade schools, not because of behavioral problems.
Kicked out, huh?
No, yeah. My mom just enjoyed moving me. And so she thought, well, let's see how well she can adapt. Eighth grade, you're moving.
Eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Go for it.
But my nieces did go there as well. They went all the years. Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. But this is going to tell you a little something about where I am in life. Mm-hmm. I didn't bid on anything. There was one thing that had my eye, and then it got a little pricey. Botox for a year.
Oh, wow.
How sweet. I mean, I don't know how many areas you need Botox, and Botox lasts for about, doesn't it, 6 months?
I think so, yeah.
But I eyed that, wow. And then I watched the bid go, higher and higher.
Silent auction type thing?
Yeah. It was like super silent auction. Mm-hmm. It was upstairs.
People putting up, you know, fake names.
Oh, man. I saw people hovering around that for a while. And then... There were other items that I was kind of interested in, but not really. But I did put a bid down on one thing, and I won it: puppy chow. You know that dessert?
Oh yeah,
that
snack mix.
There was a whole sweet shop where there were homemade, different baked goods.
That's unique for a silent auction.
It was a good idea,
yeah.
And they weren't crazy expensive. Some were store bought.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been me.
No,
it's totally fine.
It's the thought that counts.
Because what is it? Nothing Bundt cakes. What is it called? Nothing Bundt.
Yes, yeah. I believe it is nothing Bundt cakes.
There were a few of those, and those are still a really good cake, but the homemade puppy chow. And I meant to bring some in today because it's an enormous container. There's no way I could eat the whole thing.
Oh, you say that. You can go through those quick.
No, it's so sweet.
Suddenly it's gone.
Yeah.
But no, and it's enormous. I'll bring some in tomorrow, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
Because, I mean, this is where I'm going to be that... sorry, Frank. I'm going to be that person that has to have dessert at the end of the meal. Like, where's my pie? So sad. Botox and desserts. That's where I am in life, St. Louis.
The opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Yes.
We have your Schmig news, and Jen will cover the California wildfires and the People's Choice Awards, which were last night. All that and more in Schmig in about 6 minutes.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Mm.
A lot to... Frank Ladd didn't know that was coming.
It's okay, Frank.
I'm here.
Get excited. Chip and Joanna are coming back to TV with their own network.
What?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember when they left Fixer Upper and said it was because they wanted to spend more time with their family?
Yeah, right.
No.
Yeah, apparently that was a big fat lie.
How much shiplap can you put on a network?
Frank, you're about to find out.
Frank, I love that you know shiplap.
Yeah, so they were on Jimmy Fallon, and Chip said, "We signed a non-disclosure agreement, and it said, quote unquote, you can tell your mother, but that's it." So then Chip said, "So, Mom, I wanted to make a quick announcement. We're coming back to television." They said, you know, it's going to be a lifestyle-focused media network for Magnolia. And they're in their early stages of talking with Discovery.
Gosh.
Are they going to become the Discovery Network?
That's big.
Wow.
That's some...
power.
Swag there. Yeah, I mean, the only other person to try something like that, human, Oprah.
I would say that Chip and Joanna are as loved as Oprah. Yeah.
They are likable.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. Are if they did a whole network, I could.
I think so. Yes.
Yeah, I could maybe sit and watch their network all day. Yeah.
Let me just say this. SNL, if you saw it Saturday, they did like a parody of House Hunters, and it is hilarious. So it's the most ridiculous thing ever, but watch it when you have a second, because it was so funny.
Okay. Over the weekend, People's Choice Awards happened, too. We'll get to that in a second. But a lot of the stars talked about the California wildfires because it's affecting them.
Uh-huh. A lot
remember
of names.
Remember all of the other wildfires where celebrities didn't talk about them in California? Gerard Butler lost his house. So did Camille Grammer, Robin Thicke, Neil Young. And please, a moment of silence. The Bachelor Mansion was hit.
No!
But it's okay.
It's mostly okay. Caitlyn Jenner, there was an early report that she lost her house.
Right.
But apparently her home escaped, and so did Fleas from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, because his neighbor...
this is the weirdest story.
His neighbor defied the evacuation orders and sat there with a garden hose putting out little fires around their neighborhood.
That's dedication there.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I know. I mean, you've got
I'd have found a Ritz-Carlton or something just left.
Yeah, I know. A garden hose, really, is going to... I mean, I saw pictures of those wildfires.
It was... Might have been one of those unicorn garden hoses, you know, that comes out the top.
Oh, yeah. Circles around. Like that. Yeah. Remember the crazy clown with the silly hair?
Yes.
Number one movie at the box office this weekend, The Grinch. Ooh. They were right. $66 million. Oh.
Didn't see it. Hopefully we'll see it this week. But I've heard it's good. I saw Entertainment Weekly gave it like a B+. And they said, you know, if you love the original, you'll definitely love this one. And if you love the Jim Carrey one, you'll love this one even more.
If you love the original, just watch the original.
I know. I bet it's a little spicier, though, with humor.
Yeah I think so. Bohemian Rhapsody number 2, Overlord number 3, and the other new film, Girl in the Spider's Web, only made $8 million for fifth place. Okay, People's Choice Awards. Since it moved to E! And it's not on CBS anymore, you can tell by some of the winners that the...
It's an E! Production.
Kevin said that it skewed younger. I just think that it skewed the only people who knew about it won, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Black Panther, in Avengers Infinity War, those were all big winners. But let's talk about TV. Because, you know, the big winner, everybody's favorite... Shadowhunters, The Mortal Instruments.
What?
Houston? What?
It's on Freeform TV.
I've never even heard of it.
Right?
No.
Most people haven't even heard of Freeform.
Who's in it?
The stars who were voted male and female TV star, Harry Shum Jr. and Catherine McNamara.
Now, I think I know Harry Shum Jr.
Yeah, I think he was in Glee.
Yes.
Okay.
But male and female TV star? You know, nobody from Big Bang, nobody from Modern Family, Harry Shum Jr.
This is us.
And Catherine McNamara. Yeah, nothing.
I think the definition of star has been changed.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Favorite TV show of 2018. So we can just take the rest of the People's Choice Award winners. They're all online at Y98.com if you care. But yeah, it seems like Shadowhunters, the only TV fans who like got the memo that voting was online. And then this is for your grandma. Sexiest man alive last week, Idris Elba, People magazine. BuzzFeed did the sexiest man dead. Okay.
What?
But it's all really, really, like, I don't want to say really, really old celebrities.
They didn't die in their prime.
Well, I mean, think about some of the people who've died
recently.
Prince, David Bowie, Patrick Swayze, Burt Reynolds.
Didn't make
the cut. Marlon Brando's number one.
Who voted on this?
He looked terrible when he died.
Yeah, right?
It sounds like baby boomers and older.
It was from Parade magazine, wasn't it?
No, it was from BuzzFeed.
Wow.
BuzzFeed?
My mom is not on BuzzFeed.
Buddy Upson.
Omar Sharif and Laurence Olivier are in the top five.
Paul Newman?
Rest in peace. I'm sorry I accidentally killed you. You came in at number two. And James Dean came in at number three. But yeah, then it's like Elvis, Gene Kelly, Yul Brynner, Anthony Perkins, and Gregory Peck.
I'm telling you, my mom loves Yul Brynner in Camelot.
Well, I mean, right? What's not to
King
love
and
about?
I.
King and I, yeah.
Who was in Camelot?
Richard Harris. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll ask your mom today if she was on BuzzFeed.
She was not. Trust me.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40 online at Y90.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. No. I'm sorry that I let you down.
Y98 NF and Let You Down on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. It's 6:56. Ma'am, this weekend would have been a perfect weekend to go ice skating. Steinberg Skating Rink is open now in Forest Park.
Oh, it is.
And, you know, the ice skating rink at Keener, which we did last year, was really fun.
Heard the ice was iffy.
It was good when we were there.
Okay.
We were at a private party, though, so maybe.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
I mean, it's good. It opens this Saturday, I believe.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And is AB still doing their little ice rink? Didn't they do an ice rink one year?
Did they do one with their holiday lights?
I thought they did. I love all the outdoor ice skating rinks. I think it's a great idea.
We've got one actually in Grafton. The loading dock does one indoors.
Oh, they do?
I saw the picture last year.
It looks really
awesome.
Yeah, in the little old boathouse there. And I think that opens up right after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It just makes the cold more tolerable. You know, when you can go outside and move around a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't depress you as much.
Yes.
Like how dark it gets so early.
I know.
It's so depressing. All right, well, I have something that will make you happy. Toys.
Yes.
Kevin's our toy guy on the show, and the Toy Hall of Fame has announced their three entries for the 2018 class. All right, let me tell you all the nominees.
Yes.
See, Kevin already knows, so he can't guess. But the nominees are American Girls Dolls, Chalk, Chutes and Ladders, Uno, He-Man Action Figures, The Sled, Tic-Tac-Toe.
That was with Wink Martindale,
yes, it
and it's a classic.
Pinball, Tickle Me Elmo, The Magic 8-Ball, Electric Football. Oh, man, I remember those things.
Oh, yeah.
I used to get taken away from you in class if you had one. And the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. I didn't know. Yeah. I always thought it was like a vacuum. It looks like a vacuum.
Yeah, it does. It does. I'd say Uno first. I mean, Uno has to be in
Uno's
there.
In.
Yes.
Uno's in.
And it's going to be something dumb like chalk.
No, it's all good. I think they're all good.
I think they're
year.
Good choices.
Pinball.
Yeah.
And then finally, I don't know if this is so much of a toy or not, but the Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Magic 8-Balls were sold.
Shoot, I just found one when I was cleaning the kids' toy room out yesterday, and I almost threw it away. But then I put it aside like, maybe we should bring it in here.
Oh, yeah, have it in case we have a dilemma going on.
Yeah, although it's a Simpsons 8-Ball, so I don't know that it's...
Oh, it has different things?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what? Like instead of no dough?
Yeah, and it's like...
eat donuts.
Thank you, please come again. Like at the Quickie Mart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin put all that up online if you want to look at the list at Y98.com.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown, this is KYKY-FM and HD1 St. Louis, a radio...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, minus Tim, minus Lance today. Everybody will be back together tomorrow, and then we won't be together next week. It's vacation time. You know how that goes. Got to get your vacation in before the end of the year. But I'll tell you what is back, the $10,000 holiday shopping spree, and the qualifying starts with us at 8:10. Just listen for the carolers, and when you hear them, 20th caller, you qualify among 100 people when Santa pulls out the winning name at West County Center, and you'll have 98 minutes to run around and spend 10 grand. But just for qualifying, $50 to Bravo Cucina Italiana in West County Center.
Okay, there's a new blue and gold dress. You know that optical, well, it wasn't really an optical illusion, but some people saw one color dress and some saw another. And we've had different variations of that
but
lately.
That was the first one that started it all.
Yes, there was another one yesterday morning. And I put it up on Courtney and Company's Instagram page.
And it's so weird to me because I saw it and I originally saw one color and then I saw another color at the same time I was looking at it.
Okay, interesting.
Really?
So I shared the original post And it says, what do you see? Most of us see pink and white, but some see gray and green, and it's a shoe. And I don't know why they say most of us see pink and white, because I saw gray and green.
I saw gray and green originally, and then it changed while I was looking at it to pink and white.
And it's so funny, I just pulled it up. I see gray and green.
You don't see pink and white at all?
Let me see
on your screen.
I see gray and green.
I see pink and white.
I see gray and green.
And most of, I would say 95% of our listeners see gray and green.
Well, that's what the comments are all gray and green. Here, Frank, I'll bring it to you.
I see kind of gray and kind of a soft green, kind of a minty green.
Yes. Sea foam.
Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Sea foam.
But I saw originally.
It looked minty to me, but okay.
Originally, I saw the gray and green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then while I was looking at it, it changed to pink and white.
Sometimes when I remember with the dress, if I squinted or if I looked at it on a different computer with different light, I saw something different. But I've tried changing the brightness on my phone. I still see gray and green.
You know, Courtney, I know exactly what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It changed while I was looking at it.
Especially right near the base, you know, the front of the shoe. The top of the shoe starts looking pink.
Yes.
After you stare at it for a while.
Yeah, but now that it's in my head, I still don't see the pink.
You don't?
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think that young people see pink and white.
All right, your news in just a minute. And again, you can see that on Courtney and Company's Instagram page or the Y98 Facebook page. So take a listen or take a look and weigh in. Just ahead of news, Frank Ladd with a look at traffic. You might have heard that. Lisa Bilodeau, congratulations.
Yeah.
Going to the Blues game on the 24th. She also gets the theme night gift, which is Hockey Fights Cancer Night hat with the purple Blues logo. You can buy one of these theme night tickets. You just go to stlewisblues.com/theme.
And that's where you can buy the theme ticket. All right, we'll have tickets all week long on the show. Congratulations to Lisa. And let's talk about YouTube. We've talked about this before, but this is pretty interesting. The top reason people go to YouTube now is to learn things. You know, you
like to fix something.
Yes.
Yep.
I did it to learn how to knit a hat.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I forgot how to knit.
I did it. I went there once to help Nick. All of a sudden, you know, some days you have brain farts.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting ready for a wedding or something, and he completely forgot how to tie a tie.
Oh,
but he
had
done it. He does it all the time.
A regular tie or a bow tie?
A regular tie.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was one of those things he just
forgot it.
Lost it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know how.
Right.
So then I went online. It was an ugly scene at the house with minutes to spare and us leaving. So I have gone there to learn how to do that, but that's the main reason, not to watch, you know, skateboarding fails, cat videos, although I still do, I do enjoy the cat and dog videos. 51% of people say YouTube is very important for figuring out how to do things they haven't done before.
Wow.
So I would thought it'd be great. What's the most recent thing you learned how to do on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can text us at 531-9898 or give us a call. Same number or from
Y98, inward whistling. I learned how to do that on YouTube.
YouTube.
It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. And we asked you to text in 314-531-9898. What special skill did you learn using YouTube? You know, I was just looking at a YouTube tutorial last week.
I think that we should set a goal for ourselves.
Okay.
And that every person on the show needs to learn how to do something on YouTube before the end of the year.
Okay, well, I saw this liquor bottle advent calendar that I can make. It's very simple, Frank. It just takes some PVC pipe and some gold spray paint and a hot glue gun and some other crafts.
I don't think you were watching YouTube. I think that was Pinterest.
Nope, it was YouTube.
Now, okay, do you have to have the... Can you go somewhere and have the PVC pipe cut for you, or would you have to cut it yourself?
I don't know if they would cut it into 6-inch long.
Because that's going to be the problem. The rest of it looks pretty simple.
They will cut lumber at hardware stores, so why not PVC pipe?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you want to do this?
Yeah, I looked it up after the Aldi wine advent calendar sold out. I was like, I'm sure we could make one.
Now, do you have this in mind to give to somebody?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not using it for myself.
Who would want this the most?
All of my friends.
Every one of them?
Yes.
So you're going to make more than one.
Well, I don't know. Hi, can you cut 500 pieces of PVC pipe for me?
And I need a lot of hot glue.
Yeah.
So it's just a hot glue gun, keeps it together?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Jen, that's her challenge. I have to find something that's not so crafty that pertains to my special set of skills, which are not very, they're very limited.
You're like me. You know, it's funny because somebody put on theirs.
I think Kevin needs to learn how to cook something.
Yes.
You never cook.
I never cook.
Used to take the easy way out and make that fluff crap every year when we had recipes.
Yeah, fluff is not crap.
Yeah, it is.
It comes in a jar, though.
No, he made a pudding fluff, like stupid.
It's the Berghoff chocolate fluff.
It's dumb.
We ripped it off from Kentucky Fried Chicken. However, it's just as good, if not better.
Katie called and said that she actually used YouTube to help teach Spanish to her kids. So if they didn't feel like she would like record her lesson plan and they could watch it at night when they were playing video games in between.
Cool. Smart.
And people learn different things using YouTube.
Sewing a stitch. Yeah, a lot of people learned how to replace the headlamp or the headlight in their vehicle.
Oh, yes.
That's
smart. Repairs are big on YouTube.
Used YouTube to close the convertible top on a car. Apparently, their sister and brother-in-law took it out for the night and didn't know how to do it. So they had to figure it out. So
there's a button that
got
says close.
Sometimes it doesn't work.
Okay, so they had to fix it.
Yeah.
All right.
Built a fire pit. And they sent the picture. It looks pretty nice. Made soap.
Man.
Made soap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Not too long ago, I used YouTube to learn how to fix a microwave. My father-in-law was going to have me throw it out, but instead I fixed it up and sold it on Craigslist.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. See, they didn't use it. I'm not a big fan of like, hey, do-it-yourself electrical work.
Yeah.
I feel like that always ends poorly.
Yeah. Yesterday, somebody watched YouTube to remove the drain pump from their washing machine, hoping it was clogged and I could easily fix it. Not clogged, so now I'm going to have to watch YouTube again to see how to install a pump.
A new one.
How to put it all back together.
That's awful.
But listen to this one, okay?
But that also saves you instead of calling someone out to your house.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it humble brag on this. The last thing this person learned to do on YouTube was how to climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
What?
was super helpful to help us pack and just get a sense of what was ahead.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, wow.
That makes sense.
A mountain and a lot of walking.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Don't be a smoker. You can keep texting us at 314-531-9898. You know what they need to have? Some useful guide to help you find the right light bulb. You know the kind that go into lights that have two prongs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have bought 75 different lights, and none of them fit this stupid light.
Yeah, you know what we did? We got a new light
fixture. We already did it once. Now we have a new light, and we don't know what it is.
Can you take the old bulb with you to the store?
Yes, but I'm telling you, they all look the same.
Wow.
And there's no... There's,
I took the old bulb, and they're like, oh, yeah, we don't make those anymore.
Oh.
Well, they do, by the way.
They just want you to buy a new lamp.
I think I could find them online if I knew the model number or whatever. It's ridiculous. And, of course, I don't return things because I like to spend money.
Here's Frank in for the way you look that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Food stops!
Yep, Food Stops, brought to you by me, the OG of radios, Courtney Landrum, and
her trusty sidekick, Jack Myers.
Food Stops.
And it's brought to you by Salt and Smoke. All right, this sounds pretty good. Right now, we're in the cocoa mood. Am I right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
I might have ordered my son hot chocolate before a soccer game yesterday and then drank half of it.
Oh, I can't remember the last time I had a hot chocolate.
Just checking. Still too hot for you.
How about this?
Just blow on it a little bit.
Pillsbury's ooey gooey.
What?
Hot cocoa rolls with marshmallow icing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, please.
Is there a YouTube video for Kevin to watch?
Yeah, that's what he's going to bring in, right?
Right.
Yeah. Everybody has to learn something on YouTube. This is going to be this. They're the Pillsbury Grands hot cocoa rolls.
I love a Grands.
I do, too. And they are available now. Each container has 5 rolls swirled with a cocoa filling. And then
swirly, twirly cocoa filling.
Sweet marshmallow icing.
Oh, that sounds great.
So look for them now in your local grocer. Or, as some people say, grocer.
I was at Trader Joe's yesterday, and they have, like, hot chocolate on a stick. So what it is it's, like, chocolate, 2 types of chocolate, and then 2 marshmallows that are kind of, like,
on a tongue depressor?
Stuck in there. No, it's a spoon.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Like, it's solidified on a spoon. So they must have had, like, a mold and stuck the spoon in there, and then it all solidified. And then you just heat up milk and you stir.
That's how lazy we are.
It just looks so cute.
Because pouring powder or a bottle of Hershey's into milk is just too hard.
So hard.
Well, it's not as cute.
But that would be cute at a party.
It would. Yep.
That's a cute idea.
99 cents. Can't beat it.
Can you? Yeah, I think you can.
Probably.
You can.
Okay. KFC's chicken and waffles finally available today.
Woohoo!
So here's the deal. Are you excited?
Yes.
You can get it 2 different ways. You can get a plate with fried chicken and some small Belgian waffles, or you get the chicken and waffle sandwich that uses the waffles as the buns. They're on sale through the end of the year.
I would think your hands would get a little sticky with the syrup.
Yeah.
Is there syrup with it?
Maybe
there
inside.
There has to be.
Yeah,
I know.
Has to be.
Yeah.
That's the point of chicken. You got to have some syrup.
I had it at the original place, Roscoe's, and it's delicious. I mean, it really is.
I love chicken waffles.
It's really healthy.
Totally.
All right. What do you think of this? McDonald's is testing cheesy bacon fries. Does that do anything for you?
Oh, yes.
Are you a cheese fry person?
I had cheese fries with bacon over the weekend, and they were amazing.
So it's their fries, their regular fries.
Yeah. Which are great.
Topped with real cheddar cheese sauce and smoked bacon bits.
Yeah.
Now, they're only testing it. It's been spotted in Hawaii, Northern California, Nevada, and Lake Tahoe. And it'll be an a la carte item, but you can upgrade on the value menu as well.
Is that like a meal? It's a meal in itself, right?
Yeah.
The cheesy fries.
Yeah, all the different food groups right there.
It looks a little, it looks large.
Yeah, you got your protein, you got your dairy, you got your carbs.
But that's not a carry away product.
No.
No, I think
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need a fork.
No, but I mean,
it's not a road trip food that you can, like, you know how you can eat a burger and drive with the other hand?
I think it's more,
you want to eat it in the restaurant. I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or don't put the cheese on it. Like, put the cheese in a container where you can then pour it on.
Although McDonald's fries are crispy enough that I think they will hold up to the cheese.
Mm-hmm. And not get all soggy and limpy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's you got to eat those right away.
Yeah,
food stuffs.
Have you guys had a poutine?
Yes, love it.
I've never had it. Never had it.
Yeah, you got to go to the Swiss Chalet in Canada. They have the poutine.
Okay, I'm going to get right on that.
That's where we used to always get it. Okay, Thanksgiving next week. And how would you like the Feast Beast? This is happening in New Jersey. It's like your whole Thanksgiving meal in burger form.
What? Whoa.
It's at this Callahan's Hot Dogs. So it's 10 ounces of breaded and fried ground turkey. And also, on top of the burger, in between the buns, sage bread stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce.
Makes sense.
It's got to be
cranberry though, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So it holds together?
Yeah. It doesn't sound terrible.
No, I think a lot of people make their own Thanksgiving sandwich. It sounds just like that.
Yeah.
Where you put all the leftovers on a sandwich.
Right. They're just selling it.
Yeah. I mean, I
smart.
That sounds pretty good. And plus, the turkey's fried.
I know.
Yeah. That can't be too bad.
Is it just me, or do I want to just skip right? I just want to skip right to the leftovers.
No, I'm with you because, like, they get better.
Yes,
like the one leftover that gets. I'm more of a left all sides person though. The turkey is. I'll take a couple little pieces, but not a lot.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm ready for like a turkey sandwich.
Yes.
With all the stuff on top of it.
But all your leftovers, we went over the leftover lifetime.
It's only a few days.
It's only a few days for most items.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
You can't just pop it in the fridge for a while?
You almost don't make it out of Thanksgiving weekend. Like by Sunday night, you kind of need to pitch everything.
Yes.
It says 3 to 5 days for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So by Sunday, you should have it all gone.
Yeah.
Or just risk it. You know?
Bring it in on Monday and share it with you guys.
Yes, please do. All right, that's Foodstuffs.
Foodstuffs!
And we have your first qualifying chance for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree at West.
Welcome back, our friend Allie Corey.
Yay!
Today in St. Louis. Cute jacket, Allie.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm wearing this like big, it looks like a blanket, but it's a sweater, and it's the most comfortable thing I've ever had.
It's too early for this cold of weather. Do you agree with me, or do you like the cold weather?
You know, I like it for a moment, but I can't be outside for long because it's just, my fingers feel like they're going to fall off.
I had to sit through a soccer game last night outside. We took turns. There was a game Saturday and Sunday.
Any goals scored?
No, because I was there.
Okay.
Ryan went, so I have yet to see my son score. He scored one night when I was out.
A goal in soccer.
Yeah. He's nine. Last week, I was at the game because I did not want to miss the goal, but I had to take my daughter to the bathroom. In the 5 minutes that I was gone, scored.
You're kidding.
My husband took him to the game on Saturday, scored twice. I took him yesterday.
Oh, you're schlepper. No.
I am officially bad luck.
You're the dark cloud of soccer.
Man.
All right, these are things that you'll have to look forward to, Allie, as you announced on our show last week that you are pregnant.
Yes. It is
Congratulations
true.
Again.
Thanks, guys.
And you're pretty far along. You're
15 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, I saw the best gender reveal.
Do tell.
I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of them. I've seen somebody go out and hit a golf ball and it explodes into the color. But this one, there's high drama in this one.
Okay.
Oh,
so you have a carton of eggs and they're either pink or blue.
Inside,
they're pink and blue. They're six and six. Okay.
Okay.
So you take turns with your husband and you smash it on your head. And all of them are hard boiled except for the one with whatever color it is.
Yeah.
That is raw. And you smash them on, you go back and forth and smash them on your head.
That is kind of amazing. Yeah.
And the one I saw, the last one that they smashed, they had no idea. Was so they had hit their heads with eggs 11 times before they got to the reveal.
Oh,
and they both did it at the same time for the last one. But it was high drama because they were both stressed every time they hit their head with the egg.
That's amazing.
Could
That's
be a good video.
I like that a lot. That is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations again.
Thank you.
So many things are going to change, right, Jen?
Yes. Your whole entire life.
I know. I keep telling people we're so excited, but we're also equally terrified.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, it's the unknown.
I mean, mm-hmm. Right. We've never done this before. It's so much different than having a dog, right?
But man, think about next year, all the holidays, how much fun they're going to be.
I know. We are so excited.
And so this week on Today in St. Louis, you guys are doing all holiday survival guide type things every single day.
Yes. Are you guys getting stressed out yet about the holidays?
I don't get stressed.
No?
No.
I've started trying to plan everything. I haven't done any shopping, but I'm trying to like... strategize
What do you do for the holidays? Do you go home?
So we usually split it up. So we actually have a lot of family coming in town for Thanksgiving, and then we'll go to Florida for Christmas.
Okay.
So we're getting kind of stressed out just getting the house ready and where's everybody going to sleep and how much food do we need and all that jazz. So this week on Tissel, we're doing holiday survival guide. So one of the ones that I think is the biggest thing that you want to try to avoid when you have all that family over is maybe you have that one family member that always brings up politics.
Oh, and it's so divisive now, more than ever.
Oh, it's a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. The person, they kind of passive-aggressively drop political jokes in.
Yes.
What's a way to shut that down, though, without hurting or without getting confrontational? Because my opinion is, do not engage.
Right.
Do not engage.
You're not going to change anybody's mind.
Right.
Do not engage, or Rennie is talking to an etiquette expert about this, because there is an etiquette, even though you're with your family members, you still need to keep in mind that, not everybody's going to be cool with that. That they say, maybe take that person into another room and just talk it out with them, which I know is really direct. But we're moving them from the situation, so not everybody gets brought down by that. Just taking him away, and I don't know, maybe giving him a drink and saying, "Listen, this isn't working out.
And today,
let's not talk about this."
And today you talked about different attractions, which we have some great attractions here in St. Louis.
So many. We're going to be doing how to pick out the perfect Christmas tree. That's tomorrow.
Ooh.
I went out to Wright City, you guys, on Friday, and it was a winter wonderland. They had snow.
Oh, yeah.
And this cute family that's been growing trees for almost 20 years, and it's their passion, and they showed me how to pick out the perfect tree.
Well, can you give us a tip?
Well, I mean, a lot of it just has to do with what you can fit in your house.
Yeah.
To start with.
But how do you keep it? But how do you keep it
fresh and
not dying?
Mm-hmm. I know, because a lot of people already bought theirs.
Putting
up trees already.
Yeah.
You guys think it's too early?
With our weather, might as well. Right, yeah. Might as well enjoy it.
If it makes you happy.
I agree.
I mean, I know there some people go by the rules. You're not supposed to put up until
do
a certain
what you
date.
Want. Who cares?
If it makes you happy, that's fine. My husband will not let me have a real tree anymore.
Okay, why? Because it's so messy?
Yeah, and I guess he didn't have a real tree growing up. And the last year we went to look for a tree, it was pouring rain. And he said that was Jesus crying because I wouldn't let him buy an artificial tree.
He wouldn't have cut a tree down.
But our artificial tree looks real.
Do you have the smell, though? The smell is what it's all about.
I light all the
candles.
Christmas tree candles.
Yeah.
It is nice, and especially with a dog, I don't have to worry about him eating the tree or drinking the water from the tree stand.
All right, and I also have this. First, is this your first time hosting Thanksgiving, Allie?
I've hosted it a couple times, but my mom has always been with me, and she'll be with me again.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there's five things first-time Thanksgiving hosts should never buy.
Uh-oh.
Tables and chairs. Borrow them. It's silly to...
Somebody has some.
Somebody's got them. They say, just go to your neighbors if you don't have enough. People have extras.
Or rent some.
Yeah. A roasting pan. You're going to use it once a year. Nick uses a...
a disposable one.
Disposable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that way you take it there and you don't have to worry about
cleaning it
and bringing it home.
Oh, you can just toss it. Yeah.
Greenery to decorate the table, it says.
Why?
I don't know.
That's not
so expensive.
They said because you're going to need room for all the food.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Do what you want. Shut up.
Don't tell me what to do.
Anything you'll never use again is one, that you're buying for just for this hosting gig.
Right.
And finally, it would be number one on my wedding registry, a gravy boat.
I have two. You can have one of mine.
Okay, perfect. Don't buy it. Thank you, Allie.
Thanks, Allie.
Entertainment Schmick.
Yes, it is, and it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Mm.
Breaking Schmick. Over the weekend, Ice-T tweeted that he'd never eaten a bagel.
What?
What?
In New York?
That's crazy. Yeah. Bagels are so delicious.
I know.
And everywhere.
Right.
Yeah, so everyone was just floored. Really?
Never even tried an everything bagel.
I know,
with
come
cream
on.
Cheese.
There hasn't been one sitting on a table at craft services that you weren't just curious about?
Maybe a bagel pizza?
Yeah.
Those little mini bagel pizzas?
I don't like those.
Bagel bites?
Yeah, bagel bites. There you are.
They go from you touch them and then they're they're cold in the middle. And then all of a sudden they're burning your mouth.
Yes, and you can't even bite into them.
I think you guys are doing it wrong.
No.
Nope. Number one movie at the box office, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, the new animated film bringing in $66 million. Let's celebrate. 34 years ago today, Madonna released Like a Virgin.
Oh, my gosh. The album.
Yes.
And that then... Has, what did that all have on
Material
it?
Material Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Dress You Up.
So it was after Borderline.
Yes.
And Lucky
that
Star.
Was Madonna.
Okay.
Madonna's
it.
Madonna.
Oh, yeah. And every parent was like, why is she singing about like this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then for Easter, I asked for the album. I actually asked for the cassette.
Yeah. She shouldn't have named the album Like a Virgin or else she really hurt herself in child sales.
You're right. Probably scared some parents.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Right. You could have called it Dress You Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your parents wouldn't have been the wiser.
Like, here you go.
Sad news. The Elf reboot didn't get off the ground.
Oh, bummer.
Are we really sad about that?
No, nobody's sad about it. Right. Willie!
Yeah, that leaves room for the Matt Houston reboot.
Stop it.
Knock it off. Bruno Mars is doing something pretty awesome. You know, he's from Hawaii, and so this Thanksgiving, he's working with a foundation to donate 24,000 Thanksgiving meals to families in need.
Wow.
I think it's a play on his 24-karat magic, by the way. 24K meals.
That's very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want stuffing? And some potatoes and gravy on the side.
Jelly.
Nice, Jen.
Yeah,
that was great.
That wasn't even practice.
No, that was just right off the top of my head. Kathy Bates agreed to return to American Horror Story for Apocalypse, but she didn't know that her character would become a Satanist. And apparently in the script, they wanted her to pray to Satan, and she said, no way.
Oh, I don't blame her. That has to be weird.
Yeah.
She called them to her trailer, and she said, I'm a 2-time cancer survivor. I'm not screwing around with this.
I get it.
She said, I know it's entertainment, but I didn't want to do it.
But she has had to say some things, I think.
She's had to say, hail Satan a couple times.
Yep.
She said that was bad enough, but she was not praying to Satan.
I will tell you, last week was good. The week before was dumb, and they always have one bad episode, but I think the finale is this week.
Really? Damn, that was fast.
My favorite part is one of the witches, her secret powers is she can tell what has gluten in it.
I need her. I need her by my side.
She just holds it and looks at it, and she knows if it's not gluten-free.
Yeah.
Very funny.
SNL this weekend. Kate McKinnon returned as Jeff Sessions. And Pete Davidson also returned with a former Navy SEAL. I don't know if you heard the story last week, but he was telling jokes about different candidates who are running for office ahead of Election Day. This wasn't this past weekend, but the weekend before. And Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw came up. He lost his eye in Afghanistan in 2012. And Pete made a joke about his eye patch. And people were angry, you know, because it was kind of making light of his military service. Not only did Pete apologize, but he brought Dan Crenshaw there. And he got to take some
It was very well done.
Yeah, his cell phone went off, and the ringtone was Ariana Grande's Breathing.
It was very funny. They handled it really well.
And he said, Pete looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
Yes.
But then, you know, yesterday was Veterans Day, and a lot of people are celebrating the holiday today. And he said that this should be a lesson, that we should forgive one another, and that since it's Veterans Day weekend, we should connect with veterans and tell them, never forget. And we'll never forget those lost on 9/11 heroes like Pete's father.
It was good. It was well done.
By the way, Crenshaw won his election last Tuesday, and some people are saying that Pete gave him, like, the extra boost, maybe.
For sure.
Yeah. TV Tonight, we can cheer on Kennedy Holmes as the live playoffs start on The Voice, and Kelsey Ballerini will be the fifth coach tonight. Six celebrities left on Dancing with the Stars, all guys, including grocery store Joe. And speaking of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, the Bachelor home was one of the fires caught in the California wildfires. A little bit of damage, but not extensive. But apparently during the People's Choice Awards, Kim Kardashian was very emotional because they all had to have, all the Kardashians had to evacuate their homes.
Yeah, and they said that her new place, remember the one that they've been working on forever? The fires were at their property.
Yeah.
Is what they said. Mm.
By the way, People's Choice Awards, you can see the winners online because Best TV Show and Best TV Stars were from a show on Freeform that we had never heard of. That's what happens when you move the People's Choice Awards to E. But you can see the whole line, the whole list online at Y98.com. And Lil St. Louis Belleville mentioned Jeff Tweedy is on Stephen Colbert tonight. He's performing with the U.S. Army Field Band's Six String Soldiers. That should be great. Yeah. And then he's at the pageant on Saturday night with John Hamm talking about his new book.
Yeah.
Man, everything's coming up. Tweety. We'll do celebrity birthdays in about 10 minutes. But right now, with a final look at traffic, Frank Ladd, who's done a great job today, Frank. For Lance Hildebrand.
Thank you all. We are delay-free currently on the roads. Northbound 55, no problems to report between 270 downtown St. Louis. Similar story, northbound.
That's all right, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way.
It's birthday time.
Very special birthday today.
It is. Happy birthday to my little Nora girl.
Nora.
She's six.
Six.
She had a tough time. She started crying this weekend. She said she didn't want to grow up because when she becomes a parent, I'll leave her.
Oh, my gosh. She's starting to stress like you did at that age. Was that the age where you thought that you were going to have a baby?
Just about. Well, yeah, when I was in kindergarten, I prayed to God every night. My parents said God would bless you with a child. Like, please don't. I haven't finished kindergarten. I told her I'll live with her forever.
Like, Louis.
We can bring this up at a later time. You might change your mind. Uh-huh. But for now, just know I will live with you for as long as you want.
She's going to be out of the house at 20.
I was going to say at 12.
Yeah, right.
I like Nick.
She does like Nick. And Courtney. So, celebrity birthdays today. If you were born on November 12th, you got some real stinkers here.
Oh, no.
Let me just give you the trifecta of awful. Tanya Harding, Sammy Sosa, and Wallace Shawn.
Whoa. Okay, so Wallace Shawn we had on, and he was a great disappointment.
He wouldn't say inconceivable.
I know.
Yeah. Inconceivable from the Princess Bride movies.
Tanya Harding, well, you know, her story. And then
Sammy Sosa,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk about a couple good ones.
All right.
Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, how old's Ryan Gosling?
I don't know. He dated Sandra Bullock, remember? And he was way young.
Uh-huh. 30?
Way younger than her. 38.
You got it.
Yeah.
Right on the dot.
Ooh. Yeah, because he was like in his 20s and she was, I don't know. She's 50, what, 3? 54?
Yeah, something. Megan Mullally. Back with Will and Grace.
Oh. And she's like...
I think she is 54.
52.
Man, what's her secret? She's 60.
Is she really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, because...
She's much younger than Nick Offerman.
Yeah.
Younger or older?
I meant older.
Older.
Listen to what I mean and not what I say, Jen.
And Nadia Comaneci.
Oh, yeah.
First perfect 10 in Olympic gymnast history.
Married to Bart Connors, another Olympic gymnast from the U.S. I don't know. What year was that? 70?
70. It was the 70s. 42 years. I'm going to say 58. Yeah.
58.
50 younger. 56.
57.
Yeah, well, it's okay. We tried.
And Anne Hathaway. How old is Anne Hathaway? Ugh. I told you it was not a great day.
Oh, I don't know. I bet she's younger than you think.
34. 35.
36.
All right.
36. So happy birthday if you celebrate a birthday today. And sorry about the trifecta of bad.
Happy birthday to our Nora.
You're listening to Courtney Company on Y90.
Yes, it's Monday. Millennial Monday.
right, it's time again. Our millennials in the studio with us, Alex Rich.
Hello, hello.
And Allie is with us today.
Hey.
All right, so, we have, there's lots of stories about millennials every week, and they're not kind to you. And we don't want to be that morning show. We want to get your opinion on different things. Now, this one, I want to just ask some young people. How old are you, Alex? 27.
27.
Allie's 27 as well?
28, yeah.
I know. Yeah. Enjoy it. 30's a game changer. No, I'm just kidding. There is this list of the simple tasks that get harder as you age. So I want to see if you guys have, there's no way you probably have a problem with any of these, but I remember when I was close to your age, maybe a tiny bit older, I tried to do a cartwheel. It was a big mistake because I hadn't stretched out or anything. I just thought I'd throw a cartwheel. Allie's a former gymnast.
Yes, yes.
Have you tried to do anything from your time?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially, you think that muscle memory.
Yes.
You talk yourself into it, and then you throw something, and you're like, my back hurt for 3 days
after
that. That was a mistake.
All right, these are just simple.
Allie could probably throw a backflip right now.
Oh, she easily could.
Oh, yeah.
I would just feel it for a few days afterwards.
All right, let's talk about things that get harder as you age. Do you have any difficulty putting your shoes on or tying your shoes?
It depends what pants I'm wearing that day.
Uh-huh, tight pants, Alex.
I wouldn't say that one is one for me.
Okay, all right. That's when you start wearing Velcro items, I think.
Or just slip-on shoes.
Slip-ons, shoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not bad.
No.
Walking long distances, any issues there?
I think I'm better than ever now that I got the dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How far can your dog walk? He's
not
tiny.
Not too far. No. He's a French bulldog.
It's right on par with your walking.
We have
about
breathing
a mile
problems.
And then you head back home.
All right. What about getting up and down stairs?
Sometimes I feel it,
You do?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, this makes me sound, especially when the weather's colder, and you're like,
yeah.
You're like, oh man, aches and creaks.
Well,
yeah. And
you were a gymnast. I would think you would have some areas that you're like, oh, it's going to rain.
Yep. Little, my right knee is like, huh.
Yes.
Little snow in the forecast.
All right, what about opening jars or packaging? You guys don't remember how hard it used to be to get into a brand new CD.
I thought you were going to say a pickle jar.
No, CDs were
impossible.
Impossible.
Yeah. I had trouble with a honey jar yesterday. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it got stuck.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm telling myself.
A new honey
Have you ever tried to open batteries?
Batteries.
Like a pack of batteries? Yep. I did that yesterday, and because we put some Christmas lights up. It's fine. It's a little early, but...
No, you're fine.
You know what I have trouble opening every time? You know the Febreze that they come in twos?
Yes.
Those are impossible to open.
Okay, so
I like that you buy a Febreze.
Yeah. I do too.
Gotta keep it fresh.
And feathery.
Uh-huh.
Now, batteries, you're right. Ellen DeGeneres has a whole bit about, batteries, they won't let you into the package that are durable, yet light bulbs, they're like, you're fine.
Yeah. Throw some glass around.
It's just
around.
An easy go open wrong. Box.
Yeah, it's just totally open.
Yep.
Right.
All right, and then picking things up off the floor.
It would go back to the pants for me.
I was gonna say, it depends on how long of a walk you and Ralphie took earlier that morning.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and then the second thing I want to talk to you about is you are not in the dating world, Allie. You've been with your boyfriend for 3 years.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I met your boyfriend, lovely fellow.
Mm-hmm.
She dates an older man.
And then, I may not approve.
But Alex is single.
I am.
And your date apparently is judging you based on where you live. Do you judge based on where somebody lives? If you meet somebody and they live in Wentzville, is that a deal breaker?
That's out there, that's for sure. From where I live.
Why everyone asks where you went to high school in St. Louis.
Yeah,
it's a total judging question.
So. Yeah. It is a judging question, right? For sure.
I would agree.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that, even for me, when my boyfriend and I started dating, he's from a small town in Illinois, and the differences were so extreme in how we were raised, but it became a conversation topic rather than a problem. But it took a little bit of adjusting. I was like, you live on a farm in the middle of nowhere? What?
I think that's character.
Uh-huh. Yes. It just takes a bit.
Especially if you're crossing the river. You know how we are about crossing
I know.
The river.
So would you have more of a problem with somebody that lived in Illinois or somebody that lived, St. Charles County?
I don't know that I have a preference one way or
both
the
are
other.
Extreme.
Both are far away.
A river,
yes,
one
both
way or the
are
other.
A journey. Yeah. You know, you just get some road trip snacks and
it's not. I am 15 minutes from here.
Gas gets expensive.
People,
I passed your house. It took me 45 minutes to get to a soccer game last weekend.
You don't. That was nowhere near my house.
But it's kind of close to your house.
It's not.
Like sort
you,
of.
I feel like when you cross, like in Illinois, like
close to one of your many houses that you once lived in.
I
passed Our Lady of the Snows.
That's not anywhere near my house.
Well, it's like in the general vicinity.
No, it's not.
I agree.
You are all wrong.
I agree.
This is the problem when you get out of West County. Everything just is like one lump.
It's like, it's in a radius.
All right, I'm done with radius. This. This is taking a terrible turn into Monday. Illinois.
Yes, it's Monday.
Thanks, Alex.
Millennial Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.